Blog Talk Radio.
What's good? It's your man Stash Madison in the building. You are now tuned in to WKYA, the only pure, untouched, uncensored hip hop show in the motherfucking universe. And we're gonna try a little something different today with our music, okay? So we're gonna do a little experiment. Y'all can hit us up on our Facebook. Let me know how this works out. Let me know if it feels any better, if it's different, you know what I'm saying? Just let me know how this works. I'm trying to, you know, get into this new age of streaming music, so we're going to try a little something different. So, in case y'all didn't know, before I go any further, if y'all want to call in, the number is 516-531-9604. Again, it's 516-531-9604. Or you can tune in blogtalkradio.com/ WKYA podcast. Or you can download the podcast at anchor.fm/ WKYA. Now, before we get any further, y'all know what I got to do. I got to get my mind right. So, y'all, we're going to blast this independent track from one of my mans. Out of Fort Lauderdale, you know, my man, Atlanta 7, A7. Y'all can check him out on Reverb Nation. Y'all can check him out on all media platforms, you know what I mean? This is my man, A7, featuring Shaquille Bag. I'm about to light this, roll this spliff and light this L. We're going to come back and get to this conversation. It's WKYA in the building. It's your man, Stash, man. It's going down. Holla at your boy. What up?
Where all my people at that love hip hop? I see y'all. Don't you want to hear like this so anybody can see y'all? And when I say hip hop, y'all say what love? Hip hop! Hip hop! Hip hop!
Fuck, nigga. Man, it's crazy ass niggas here talking about ain't getting no money, man. The fuck they mean, man? Nigga, being walked up. Fuck, nigga. Atlanta.
I'm bad today. Counting up on the link. Gonna make them hate today. Say it's my time, I'm gon' shine. Make these bullets hit your spine. I'm in my bag today. I counted up on the link. Gonna make them hate today. Gonna make them hate today. Hate today. I'm in my shit penny, make a nigga feel real good. Hold up, thought a broke nigga said something. My money scratch out like a bad song. That's food for thought, I get real ratchet. Fuck a little super thick, get your money up. Gucci, Prada, mismatch designers. Flex up the hard, I make a nigga hate. I came from the mud, got it from the muscle. Can't that nigga do it like Atlanta. Put respect on my name like Birdman. These raps are fake, they call me Dumb Dust. But a nigga like me, so trill. Make a nigga talk shit, but she'll grill. Lyrical gangster, make a nigga hate. I'm just bragging, not really though. Swerving traffic, middle fingers up. Make a nigga disappear like Houdini. Hold up, what you call that? No cap. Take his hat, put his motherfucking scalp back. If he ain't talking money, gotta pay to him. Pip hand for strong, take your bitch. Got a slip and slide, low nick dick. I'm a nigga with money, so make it wet. I'm no time,
I'm on my bag today. I counting up on the link. Gonna
make them hate today. Say it's my time, I'm gon' shine. Make these bullets hit your spine. I'm in my bag today. I counted up on the lane. Gonna make them hate today.
I got off my ass, okay, and found myself inside my bag today. Ran it up, yet a faster way. I can't hang nor procrastinate. Cut your grass and watch out for the snakes. I'm counting cash, blessings I make. Niggas mad, dodging the hate. Niggas mad, keep it all in their face. Extended Ruger with 100 on the case. Feel like Josh gotta stay with my Drake. Never tripping when it's paper I chase. Big juice, big slices of the cake. Campaign world, I'm from a whole nother place. An op pack, we smoke to the face. 30 gauge revolver, won't leave a trace. No shell cases, so they can't book a case. Guerrilla unit, no bet, we go eight. This shit getting wild like Jumanji. I'm all about my motherfucking money. I let my shit ride like a mummy. Go hard in the paint, niggas soft on their drumming. All of my shots got a drumming. Hit from the back with my thumb in. She know how I'm coming. Paint the bitch face on Picasso. All this cheese, girl, you know that it's nachos.
I'm in my bag today. I counted up on the lane. Gonna make them hate today. Say it's my time, I'm gon' shine. Make these bullets hit your spine. I'm in my bag today. I'm in my bag today. I counted up on the lane. Gonna make them hate today. Hate today.
Yo, 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 that was your man's, Atlanta 7, representing Fort Lauderdale, featuring Shaquie out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Yo, I'm stuck right now. I know y'all saw what was going on the other night at the Capitol. Mm-hmm. I know everybody is pretty much astounded at what happened, you know what I mean? Like, see a gang of white people literally stormed the state capitol, and nothing happened to them. Not a shot, not a dog, not nothing. You know what I mean? It's kind of like watching a real life episode of some Netflix movie or some documentary. And you know, I'm just literally speechless. Like, to see monuments destroyed and all of this going on and no authorities was present, you know what I mean? Like, there was no cops, no security guards, no nothing. But let that have been, like, hitting black people. You'd have had, like, the fucking Marines, the Leathernecks, the fucking Air Force, everybody it'd have been an all-out war out there, you know what I mean? I just find that to be, oh, man, I don't even know what to say. That hurts my heart. Man, I can't even go any further right now. Yo, if y'all out there listening, man, call and tune in, man. Join the conversation, 516-531-90. Man, I'm so blazed. 9604. Again, it's 516-531-9604. And we just going to play some music right now. Like I said, we're going to try a little something with our new music format. So we're just going to go ahead and let some instrumentals groove y'all out right quick. All right, y'all chill out.
Thank you.
Yo, what's good? It's your man, Stash Mad. We are now back in the building. You are now tuned in to WKYA. We kick your ass radio station, true to hip hop, true to the culture, true to the people.
I almost thought we were going to get off, but I'm like, I can drive and you can get up to Georgia.
That's what I'm saying.
You can get
to Georgia.
Hey, you know, if I make it to Georgia, I'm going home.
And apparently we got some visitors on the call. State your name, where you're calling from, caller.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. Hi.
You're now on the WKYA. State your name.
Perfect Peace.
As usual, it is my partner in crime, Bonnie and Clyde. So you know what we're talking about. We got 12 minutes left in the show. Let's get it in. What's going on? Was that white privilege or not?
Definitely white privilege. Definitely.
So, I mean, I need to understand, like, why was there no retaliation? What was that? I mean, I'm confused. Like, really, I am baffled.
I'm confused, too. They didn't have anybody, any security around. And now these people getting arrested and they crying, talking about, oh, it was a mistake.
Now, what I don't understand is, if that would have been just 10 black people, they'd have had the whole damn military, I mean, let's be honest. That would have been ugly. That would have been
It would have been ugly. It would have been more people dead too.
It would have been a whole lot of people dead. It would have been. It's just amazing that even got to that point. You know what I'm saying? Like they show one picture. My man was in Nancy Pelosi's office just lounging. You know what I mean?
But
like,
he arrested
killing.
In jail now with federal charges. That's what they got.
And
the crazy thing about the whole thing.
10 years to life or something?
They can get 10. It's 10 years for each felony. But this is the crazy thing about the whole thing is, if you know anything about the DMV area, there's cameras everywhere. So everybody, whatever you did in D.C. that day, they got you on camera. It may take them a while to find you, but they do have you on camera. So all those people who work, like there's like if you go in, you read the blogs, there's so many people getting fired from their jobs because people saw them on doing that stuff on Wednesday. They're getting fired. And I wonder whether it's worth it because Trump ain't going to bail you out.
Yeah. They said he hasn't stepped up to say anything in defense of those rioters. Or those protesters, so I wonder what's going to be the outcome at the end of all this. Like, are they going to hold him accountable for all of that, or how they going to handle this? Because,
well,
you know,
think about it. What they're going to have to do is they're going to have to wait till he get out of office because he has so many other charges up against him. Iran put a hit on, a bounty on his head. The country of Iran put a bounty on his head.
So the question is, once he's relieved of office, is America going to make him, or are they going to extradite him to serve that bounty?
No, probably not. I mean, more likely, he's going to go into seclusion and be in seclusion for a while because you can't put him in a federal pen. He was the president of the United States. He got too many secrets. You would have to lock him up in confinement. Like strict confinement.
You're talking about a man who could barely bite his tongue on a social media platform. You to leave office and then go and hide somewhere? No, he's going to try to make.
No, I'm not saying that he's going to go hide.
I'm saying
the United States is
going to
put him in confinement.
It's not going to work because this man is like a child who has to be heard. He needs to be heard. If you've ever watched one of my favorite shows, if you've ever watched American Dad, he's like Roger. He has to be heard. He only has one line, but he needs to be heard. He needs to be seen. So this man is just not going to disappear. You know what I mean? We're talking about somebody who thrived off the public, I'm not even going to say admiration. We'll just say off the public attention. Because I don't consider, I'm speechless because I'm going over and looking at this video from the incident, and I'm just like, literally, they stormed a federal building. Like, this is.
And they took documents.
This is like some shit you see on a movie. This really feels like some movie type shit going on. Like,
well, let me tell you what the setup was. Let me tell you what the setup was. When Senator Cruz got up and he gave his speech how he wanted the votes to be counted and recounted and all that kind of stuff, a message went to Trump to tell the people to storm the White House. That's when he got on the news and said, storm the White House. He didn't send out no National Guards. They said they got him sitting in the room watching it happening, and he didn't call anybody to come help. It was a setup. He was trying to get after the electoral certificate. That was his goal, to get to those certificates so they can't count them, and have them be voted for Biden. That's exactly what he did. He set it up. The crowd was a distraction.
Oh, no doubt.
They were looking for certificates.
But this is what I'm confused about. All of this for a man who is literally, like, I say this with confidence, the worst president we have had in the life of this country. He is the worst. I mean, I wasn't around when the first, 40 or 30, whatever presidents, but I would have rather had gone through whatever bullshit they put this country through then this last, 4 years with Trump? Man, come on.
Right.
Like, and then this man, I don't understand what drug or what form of dementia he has, but he literally thought that he won. He convinced himself we won the election, it was stolen, you know, wonderful. Every turnout, he thinks there's a billion people. I mean, if you go look back at every single rally or public thing, whatever you want to call him, he had, it was like maybe 5 people. But this man in his mind saw 5 million. And I'm just like...
Well, that's what you call white privilege. That's what you call when you have money and you can do whatever you want to do. He's not concerned about the American
people. I don't
know
if being that crazy is a privilege. That's got to be something.
According
to
him, it is.
Because... I mean, come on, like, I don't understand it, but it's not for me to understand. Yo, we're going to get one more track in. We got like 5 minutes left in the show. What's up?
Okay, I got to run. I'm in at the hospital.
Okay, well, I hope everything's okay. Y'all want to give them a shout out, let them know what you're getting into. This 2021, new year, new things, new happenings. What's going on with you? Let us give us a
2021. TikTok, check me out on TikTok, Perfect Fees. Also check out the Perfect Perk. And I also got some going to be having some apparel coming out along with some CBD items.
Okay. We all heard it here first. That was the illustrious Perfect Piece. She said y'all can check her out on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. And I am the one and only Stash motherfucking Madison in the building. You can check me out, find me anywhere. If you don't know, now you know. And if you don't know, that's your fault. But, yo, like I said before, you can check out the official WKYA apparel at bkrepublic.com. You can get hoodies, face mask, everything. Check them out. The dopest, like, just go check them out. I can't even say no more about it. It's bkrepublic.com. I'm your boy, Stash Madison. You have been tuned in to WKYA Radio. We out this bitch. Y'all be safe. Stay in the house. Stay masked up if you're going out. Protect yourself. Let's have a better year than we did last year. One love.
Tech Experience. I hope y'all enjoyed it. I want to thank everybody who took the time out to cop my CD, to listen to that good music. Without y'all, it wouldn't be possible. All my fans, everybody who supported me.